Arch-globalist Polish Prime Minister Tusk calls for confidence vote after stunning defeat in presidential elections. By Kurt Zindulka on June 3, 2025. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk announced Tuesday plans to hold a vote of confidence as he seeks to lend his government some legitimacy after his globalist party's stunning defeat in the presidential elections over the weekend. Prime Minister Donald Tusk said a vote of confidence will be held in the Polish Sejm Parliament on June 11, PAP reports. The weakened PM faces the prospect of being hamstrung by the incoming Conservative Law and Justice presidency of Karol Nawrocki, which will have the power to veto legislation. While the Prime Minister's governing coalition has enough seats to survive the confidence vote, controlling 242 of the Parliament's 460 seats, or 53%, Tusk does not have enough strength to surpass the 60% threshold to overrule Nawrocki's veto. This means that Tusk's planned liberalization program, particularly on social issues like abortion and LGBTQ+ issues, is likely dead on arrival. Facing the prospect of being a lame duck government until the next scheduled parliamentary elections in 2027, it is possible that one of Tusk's coalition partners could break ranks and refuse to support his vote of confidence measure next week. Should this occur, Tusk would be forced to tender his resignation to the president, and if no new coalition emerges from the current parliament, fresh elections would be held. Tusk, who previously served as PM from 2007 to 2014 before sensationally leaving office to pursue a more lucrative position in Brussels as president of the European Council, has claimed that his government would seek to work with the incoming president when necessary and possible. However, the prime minister is already facing calls to resign, including by the powerful leader of President-elect Nawrocki's Law and Justice Party, Peace, Jarosław Kaczyński, the twin brother of former Polish President Lech Kaczyński, who led the country until his death in 2010. Kaczyński said on Monday that Tusk must go, arguing that a technical government should be installed until the next parliamentary elections in 2027. The Peace leader said that a new prime minister in such a government would not need to be aligned with his party, but merely serve as a nonpartisan caretaker. The conservative politician called on all political forces in the country to enter into negotiations to form a new government to avoid the continuation of the very ineffective power in Warsaw and the conflict destroying Poland. Kaczyński suggested that the divide between his party and Tusk was too great to overcome, pointing to the defamatory, disgusting tricks deployed by Tusk's party during the presidential campaign against Nawrocki, who faced a series of anonymously sourced liberal media attacks, which Prime Minister Tusk promoted. The peace leader also argued that Tusk would prevent Poland from strengthening the alliance with the United States of Donald Trump. Incoming President Nawrocki openly campaigned in the election as the pro-Trump candidate and had even met with the American leader in the Oval Office last month. Nawrocki has vowed to be a champion of the Trump agenda in Europe, particularly on issues like promoting peace in Ukraine. Follow Kurt Zindulka on X, follow @KurtZindulka or email to xzindulka@breitbart.com.